You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. It's prime biking season in Wisconsin. The weather is nice, a lot of outdoor festivals around, and after a few beers, you can just pop on your bike and head home. That's the idea, anyway. Wisconsin is one of 29 states with no laws against biking while drunk.
Stephen Elbo joins us now. He's a reporter for the Capital Times. He just wrote a piece about drinking and biking. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, you talked to a lot of people in this piece that prompted our discussion here. In general, is there a sense that, hey, biking, beer culture, they tend to go hand in hand here in Wisconsin?
I think in Wisconsin, and particularly on Madison's east side, where there's brew pubs popping up all the time.
And what kind of people did you talk to for your article to get a sense of the drinking and biking attitudes?
Well, I talked to the happy hour crowd first, but they weren't the hardcore people I was really looking for to lead the story with. So that involved going out a bit later, which, given a 6 o'clock wake up time, was a little bit troublesome. But that's when you find them.
And was the attitude toward drinking and biking maybe more casual than it would be about drinking and driving?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people don't think twice about hopping on their bike when they're pretty sloshed. And, people in general are pretty adamant about not getting behind the wheel.
And you talked to some people in the biking community, some experts, some police people. What was their take? Was their take, hey, maybe it's not as safe as these drinkers and bikers think it is?
Well, the officer I talked to was a veteran bike cop, and so he's had some experience with it. He generally thought that it's not the possible repercussions for biking drunk are not as bad as in a car, but at the same time, it's not a victimless crime if you're hit. There's a chance that someone will have to live with your blood on their hands, and he thought there should be some sanctions probably for being too intoxicated on a bicycle.
And as I mentioned and learned from your piece, there's no law against drinking and biking in Wisconsin. There's no blood alcohol level people are going to be looking for as compared to other states, 20 plus other states where it is. How do we stack up in that?
Oh, well, this is Wisconsin, after all, the only state where you can hop behind the wheel and not be charged criminally for your first drunk driving ticket. We generally, I mean, the range is all over the board. I think in Pennsylvania, they will prosecute you as if you were in a car if you're found biking drunk. And then that goes with the license suspension and everything that goes with it. And then in California, it's a misdemeanor, so it's a criminal offense. And then just about everything in between. And then there's the 29 states where there's no real laws against it. But at the same time, if you're doing something really dumb, they will bust you for something else if you're on your bicycle.
Steve, thanks for reporting on this, and thanks for kicking off our conversation today.
No problem.
That's Stephen Elbo, reporter for the Capital Times.
And we're taking your calls on this topic. Do you ever bike after you've had a few drinks? Do you ever bike while you're drunk? And do you think it should be illegal to drink and bike? And how do you think a law against biking drunk would affect Wisconsin? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Now we bring in Dave Cheslevich. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on again.
Well, we heard about Steve's reporting there. Just from where you're sitting with the Bike Federation, do you get a sense that this is pretty common in Wisconsin, that people are fairly casual about biking while under the influence?
Yeah, I think Steve's article is a good one, raises an important issue. I mean, we have to keep in mind that the vast majority of cyclists, just like the vast majority of drivers, are responsible in how they bike and responsible in their use of alcohol and cycling. But, you know, there always are a few outliers, and Steve's article raises concerns about that.
How dangerous do you think it is to bike after having, say, just that few beers at the brew pub or at the neighborhood festival?
You know, a couple probably is no problem at all. But obviously, the more you drink, the more impaired you're going to become. So I think it's a good idea for folks not to feel that somehow simply because they're biking and not driving that it's okay to drink more than you would if you were getting behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, that's the attitude that Steve encountered in his piece, that, hey, at least I'm not driving, I'm safer biking. Would you make the case, would the Bike Federation make the case that if you're too drunk to drive a car, you're probably too drunk to be out biking?
As a matter of principle, I think that that is correct. I think that if you've imbibed that much, you probably should call a cab.
And we saw a national bicycling group make the case like, hey, we're looking for bikes to be treated on the roads as vehicles with the respect that entails, with the space on the roadway that entails. So we as operators of those vehicles should try to abide by the same principles as the other vehicles on the road.
Right. Andy Clark from the League of American Bicyclists makes that argument. And I think it's a fair one. I think that if we're going to ask that we be treated equally in terms of our rights on the road, then I think our responsibilities are equal as well.
Talking to Dave Cheslevich from the Wisconsin Bike Federation about drinking and bicycling, prompted by a recent piece in the Capital Times. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you done it? Have you biked and looked back and said, you know what, I was probably too tipsy to have been on that bike? Have you encountered problems like this in your community? And do you think there ought to be a law? 800-642-1234 is the number. Dave, I'll throw that question on you now. Wisconsin has laws on drunk driving, on driving under the influence. Some people say they're too weak. We have no similar laws for bicycling. Do we need that kind of legislation here as 21 other states have?
Well, the Bike Fed doesn't have a position on that. We're a member-driven organization, so if that issue did come up as a serious proposal, we take a look at it with our board of directors and take a formal position at that time. But we certainly don't have any problem saying that, you know, biking while intoxicated is just a bad idea. It's not good for your safety, and it's not good for the safety of others.
What would you think about enforcement of something like that? I mean, we have enough trouble, it seems like, keeping up with vehicle enforcement of drunk driving laws. Bikes, people on bike trails maybe for most of their ride, it seems like it might be difficult to enforce that kind of thing.
I think it probably would be, as it is in other states. But, you know, we've got a broader issue here, of course. You know, Wisconsin leads the nation by a lot of studies in drunk driving. And, you know, we've got a problem with binge drinking overall. Even for folks who don't get behind the wheel or are on a bicycle. So there are broader issues here in society about our relationship with alcohol, particularly in Wisconsin, given some of our heritage. And I think those issues are going to have to be dealt with in the long term, and this is just one manifestation of that.
And I know one of the things you do at the Bike Federation is encourage safe bicycle riding, the helmets, the rules of the road, that sort of thing. Do you worry that those messages maybe get left behind, forgotten, if people are bicycling while under the influence?
Sure. I mean, obviously, if you've had several, your judgment is going to be impaired. You're going to take risks that you wouldn't otherwise. You may not have the same kind of judgment that you would otherwise. And so it's just not advisable. You know, again, if you feel like you're that impaired, the thing to do is just pick up the phone, call a cab.
We'll go to our callers now. We've got Joyce on the line in Whitefish Bay. Joyce, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling because on behalf of the number of young people especially who go down to some of the taverns and some of the areas, festivals, and do drink, getting out to the suburbs at night, getting a cab is next to impossible. They don't want to come out here. There isn't a return. And it's an alternative. It's better than getting behind a car. And certainly, I respect that if you're so inebriated that you're going to cause problems to other people. But I don't think that it's a law that should be out on the books, because I see so many young people relying on biking. Biking is a way to still support the festivals, to still be a part of Milwaukee community, and to get home without being behind the wheels of a car.
Joyce, thanks for the call. That reminds me of some people say our drinking and driving problem is in part a planning problem. It's that we've got to get from point A to point B, and we have not set ourselves up in a way to either be able to walk there or have public transit there. Do you think that's maybe the core solution for our drinking and driving and drinking and bicycling problems, Dave?
Well, certainly, we could go out at some length. That could be a whole different show about the way we've designed so many communities in America, to really make them driving everywhere mandatory communities where other forms of transportation are very difficult to use. That's a whole different set of issues. I think it's an issue of just being responsible around alcohol. I mean, it's just not a good idea to be that inebriated and get behind the wheel of a car or get behind or get on a bicycle for that matter. Because there are obvious health issues with that kind of thing. So I think there are underlying issues here that really need to be addressed. And certainly, if we had more compact communities, more walkable communities, that would be part of the solution. But I don't think we want communities where people are stumbling around at night because so many of them have had so much to drink.
Joyce, thanks a lot for that call. As we talk to Dave Cheslevich from the Wisconsin Bike Federation, our topic, drinking and bicycling here in Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls. Do you think drunk biking should be illegal in Wisconsin? How closely tied do you think biking and beer culture are in the state? Have you ever biked after having a few drinks, maybe when you felt later like you shouldn't have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation now with Dave Cheslevich from the Wisconsin Bike Federation about biking drunk in Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls. What do you think about drinking and bicycling? It is currently not illegal, no specific law about it. Should it be illegal in Wisconsin, as it is in 21 other states? Make the case for or against that law. And be honest, have you ever done it? Do you think biking and beer culture are related here in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go back to our callers now. We've got Joe on the line in Milwaukee. Joe, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think about this, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what. I believe here in Wisconsin, or in Milwaukee anyway. I can't say Wisconsin. But a bicycle on the road is treated as a vehicle, as a car. If you run a red light, they could pull you over and give you a ticket, a stop sign. They're doing anything illegal that a car could get stopped for, and it does go against your license. Once a person gets on a bike and he's drunk, adding just that touch, you can pull up in front of somebody, the guy's got to swerve to miss you, hit a pole or something, and the guy's killed. And then what? You know, you just keep on going. You didn't do anything wrong. Certainly you did.
So,
if you did that in the car, you know, you're in trouble.
Joe, all that said, would you want to see a specific law saying, yes, it should be, it's illegal if you are pulled over?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If a bicycle is treated as a vehicle on the roadway, they should be subject to the laws that apply to, a regular car driver.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. And Dave, I know you said the Bike Federation doesn't have a position on whether this should be a law. There's no legislation on the way for you to evaluate yet. But treat bikes and their operators the same way we treat cars and their operators, he's saying.
Right. And that, again, is, that's our position. That's the position of the League of American Bicyclists. And, whether or not there's a law, there's always common sense in play. And we just don't think it's a good idea for people to get on a bicycle and ride if they're drunk. And whether or not there's an official law saying that they shouldn't, the laws of physics always apply. And if you're not able to control your vehicle, whether it's a car or a bicycle, you just shouldn't be on it.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Back to our callers now with John in Lake Haley. John, hi.
Hello.
What do you think, John?
Well, now I work in tavern culture a lot, and I agree that it's bad to be on a bike and drinking, but the basic facts are if you're on a bike drinking, you're more likely to hurt yourself than someone else. So it shouldn't, if it is illegal, it shouldn't be punished the same way as a car. And I do know a number of people that bike to the bars to have a good time. that if they found out that they were going to get punished the same as a car, they'd just as soon drive a car. But they only drive a bike because it's not illegal.
John, thanks for the call. And that's a concern we heard in this piece by Stephen Elbow earlier, Dave Cheslevich. If we made this illegal, if we had a punishment, as John was saying, comparable to operating a vehicle, a car, while intoxicated, people might say, well, if I'm going to get punished either way, forget the bike. I'll just take the car.
Right. If I read Steve's story correctly, states vary widely in the kinds of penalties they apply. And so in some states, actually, the penalty appears to be somewhat less severe than if you're driving. And I would agree with that. If there were a law against drunk bicycling that was enacted, I would hope that the penalties would be a little bit more consistent with the damage that you can do on a car versus a bicycle.
John, thanks a lot for the call. And Dave, I want to ask a question, probably based on your previous job as a city mayor here in Wisconsin. We've talked a lot about drunk driving of cars here in Wisconsin. I'm guessing as a mayor, the police you worked with, they dealt a lot more with drunk driving of automobiles than problems caused by drunk driving on bicycles.
Absolutely. To be perfectly honest with you, this really isn't an issue that at the Bike Tread we've dealt with. I'm happy Steve Elbow wrote the story. I think thought it was a good story. I think it's raising an important issue. But frankly, it just isn't one that we have dealt with. We've obviously had issues in the state budget with repeal of complete streets and cuts to programming for cycling. Those have been the issues that have really focused our time and our energy. And so this is something else to consider. But I would say this, you know, and related to the other things we were working on. Whether you're biking absolutely sober or somewhat impaired, you're always going to be safer on a safer facility. And so the repeal of the complete streets law, the cut of $2 million in funding for bicycle infrastructure projects, that's going to hurt everybody, whether they're drinking or not.
Talking to Dave Cheslevich from the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Our starting point today, biking and drinking, biking while intoxicated, whether you think there ought to be a law, whether you've done this in some cases. 800-642-1234. We've got Ian on the line next in Eau Claire. Ian, hi.
Hi, nice being there.
Yeah, what do you think, Ian?
Well, I'm a college student at the University of Eau Claire. I will admit that not many a time, but a couple times I have indeed ridden my bike back from a party or back from a place that would be a little far to walk, and I would never consider driving. That's the last thing I would do, but I think it is different riding a bike, and one of the big differences is the fact that with bikes, if the few times I have done this, it has always been on a secluded trail. Eau Claire is a great biking town. They have incredible trails and safe routes that are far from traffic, and I've always made sure that I'm very visible. I have bright colors on, and I have lights on my bike as well. So if I'm around, I don't encourage it, but I think there should be laws against it. But the fact is that if you're riding on a trail and you're visible and you walk when you are near traffic, if that is a consideration, that is a little bit different of a ball game than just riding your bike drunk on the street or driving a car drunk.
And Ian, I want to ask you, so you've done this, you regret it, you don't recommend it. What in that situation could have been there that maybe gave you another option to where you wouldn't even think about riding your bike in that situation?
I'm not sure, a cab and things like that, but being from a less than wealthy college student, it is not easy to be able to call a cab and drop $15 on a night that you didn't plan for being somewhere and you don't have money on you or things like that. And I think what you guys mentioned earlier about planning and things like that, that is a big thing as far as Wisconsin culture goes. If you're going out drinking and don't have always a secure plan of what's going to happen, especially if it's a college town, you're not sure where you're going to end up, if you're going to go to this place, that place. So there are definitely things in place if there were for larger towns or for college students, if there are things like that, but I don't want to just use the college excuse that I should have rights for free rides and things like that. But that is why I felt the most safe situation was to ride my bike at that point.
Ian, thanks a lot for the call. Dave, before we let you go, a quick reaction to what Ian had to say.
Well, I think he emphasized my earlier point, which is that he had trails, dedicated bike trails to use, which, of course, are going to be a lot safer. And, again, with the cuts to complete streets and the cuts to funding for those trails. We're not going to see as many of them built as we would have otherwise. So Ian sounds like a responsible guy who did everything he could, even after he was maybe had a couple too many. And so that's, you know, the kind of behavior we'd like to see. But again, we would like to see Ian and others have the opportunity to ride safe trails instead of having to be in a street in any situation, inebriated or not.
Dave, thanks a lot for spending the time with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That's Dave Cheslevich, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation, with us to talk about drinking and biking here in Wisconsin.